We're going till the end of Siman Kuf Mem Ches. See, here we go. The Kitzur teaches us more interesting things about the laws of getting married. So there's a minute to do the chuppah underneath the Shamaim for a Siman Bracha. Many, many halls have like a, you know, a little bit of like a skylight above the let's say where they're doing the chuppah. Many places don't. They do it in shul. They do it in different places where there's no skylight or anything. And the Ramesh has a very interesting tshuva discussing the Chasam Sefer Ha'me'akev, and the Ma'aseh is quite lenient. But no doubt, if a person could do so, definitely should try. Some halls even have the ability to go outside just for the chuppah. It's all based on Koy Yezarecha Kekoch V'Hashamayim, that your seed should be, your seed should be in like the stars of heaven. Interesting, also Mordechalia says, and then Negev says, Tachas Kippur V'Hashamayim, just even by the Sfaradim, they're not so makbid on this. Also, there's a minute that you don't get married unless there's what's called Midoy Halavana. It's not the end of the month. So this is also a big dispute. How much left of the month is really considered a problem, which month it is. But all this, lehalacha, should not be done, meaning to say, it should not delay marriage, especially in today's world where sometimes it's very hard to get a hold. There's also kasha adava, the Kitzur says, a person should not get married unless the woman is taho. Now, interesting that the Kitzur already says in his time, the minhag was not to be medactic and be so careful. But of course, it's important to tell the chasan before the chuppah that his wife is going to be a nida. And there's a major shaila about getting married when a woman is a nida. And as we'll see in the Kitzur soon. But like the Kitzur already says, it's important to try to attempt. And today you could do a lot of things with doctors and pills. But at the end of the day, it's siyata dishmaya, as we see many times. The minhag in his countries, in the time of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, is when it comes to a woman that was never married before, meaning a besula, that the chashava people, the rabbanim, and it sounds like the leaders of this of the city would spread the what's called the veil on the head of the kala. Now this today is usually done by the chasan, and it's actually in today's terms it's called badekin. But it, if you look at the Chashulchan, he actually discusses this idea that it's one of the forms of chuppah. And then they bless, and today also the custom is that the grandparents usually are the ones that are doing this, but like the Kitzur says, certainly the Chashul Rabbanim could say this bracha, Achoseinu, our sister, at Hegi la'alfei ravava, which Pesha means that you should be to many multitudes. And interesting, like the Ramad Chaliyah also brings down that the minhag is that the chasan covers the face of the kala. There's other reasons why for that. That the chuppah, the pashup shot of the chuppah is what we do is we spread the canopy. We hold two poles, canopy on top, and you put the chasan and the kala underneath. And it's one of the forms of chuppah. Like I said, badekin is a form of chuppah. The ikur form of chuppah, as the Kitzur points out, is really the yichidrum, which is so interesting because the Sfaradim don't even do the yichidrum. The Sfaradim don't do the yichidrum. And the custom is actually by Sfaradim, also I think like by Yekis and others, that the chasan gives wears a new talis. He makes a shechiyano, and he has kavana also in his shechiyano on the wife and on the special simcha and the house and everything new that he's going to have in his life. If it's before Shkei, he makes us a rochelis atav petzitzis, right? Because he's putting on the talis. Now, when it comes to the shushvinim, basically the what they call groomsmen or the bridesmen, brideswomen, the attendees of the chasan and the kala, they're the ones. When it comes to the chasan, they're the ones that put on the kitzon, or they should remember what's called the yom misa. And here too, also the Sfaradim don't even wear ketel. But the idea is just to awaken a person to the tshuva. That's a pashup shot. Similar to Yom Kippur. The minhag also is to put some ashes on the head of the chasan where he puts tefillin. This is also to remember the churban habayis. And the minhag is for the avos and the close chashuva people that they give the bracha to the chasan and kala. And they daven that their zivuk should be early yafe, right? Early yafe is a gematria. 90 is 95, which is a gematria, so yud ke vav ke and yud ke and adni, many different things. Yafe is also Daniel. Haman, very interesting. Then you take the chasen and the kala underneath the chuppah, and you face the chuppah towards, I mean, the chuppah is facing, and that usually is the case with the chasen and kala facing the east. But many times the situation is different, where it's not, certainly not me'akev. And then the shliach tzibur does the nigunim and the different songs that we used to. It's different customs in that regard. Now the shushvinos are the attendees of the kala, they bring the kala. And the shushvinim of the men go towards her. Today, some places, the chasen walks towards the kala. And then afterwards, they walk back and everyone's positioned, the chasen goes back into his position underneath the chuppah. And the shushvinos bring the kala and they go around seven times the chasen. Interesting. Today, the chasen is at the mother and the mother-in-law. Like we said, these things are not makim, but different customs. And then after the seven circles, the kala is placed to the right of the chasen. And the person that's making the brachas also tries to make himself face also east. So that's also an interesting. And by the Sfaradim, they're not really makbid on these things. And so also interesting the distinction between the chasen the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim. Now the next halacha is the yichud itself, which we mentioned according to the kitzur, is the ikar, really form of chuppah. So the ikar chuppah is when they take the chasen kala to this special room that was designated, they eat there in a place where no one's there, no one's entering, and the chatchila should be definitely something that you prevent anyone else from coming inside. So it should be a full yichud, and that's the chuppah that acquires and creates what's called the nisuin, right? The second part of the marriage. There's kiddush and then there's nisuin. Here too, interestingly enough, the Sfaradim do not do yichud. And the reason for it actually is because of modesty. So what do they rely on? They rely on the fact that afterwards at home they're going to be yichud. Also they rely on the fact that the chuppah that we had before then can't be is considered yichud. Interesting that the Ramot Chalia writes that even by Sfaradim, if they want to do, because of Shalom Bayis, etc., it's mutter. It's also good that the Ramot Chalia points out that the Edom should see the cover of the Kala and they should recognize the name of the Chasen Kala. And there's a whole discussion about this to make sure that, you know, sometimes the veil is very thick to pick up the veil so the Edom should be able to see. There's an opinion to say Dafka not to. But that's the different customs when it comes to the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. When it comes to a woman, a Besula, that means that was never married before. So the Yichud is Kaine, even though it's not really Roila Bia, meaning to say that she sees a Nida or people coming in and out. But even then, we said, now, when she's a Nida, you have to have kids or people coming in and out. Because you can't have Yichud, they can't be together alone. But when it comes to an almana, this is a major distinction. I don't think people always are aware of this. Almana means the woman was already married or divorcee. So yichud has to be, it only works if it's yichud aroy lebiya. I mean that number one, she's pure. She's not a nida, and no one else is entering, really no one else is entering the room. So it's an important distinction that a masada kedushin has to know. And lastly, you don't make a kinyan on Shabbos. So therefore, if a person is getting married on Friday, which now became a new, not new custom, was an old custom that was renewed, and it's a great idea because then you go into Shabbos, you have the meals on Shabbos, but you have to make sure that the actual kinyan is being done before Shabbos. And because otherwise, the yichud, the kinyan is taking place on Shabbos itself, and that's a problem because they won't be able to have marital relations the first time on Friday night. It's only because the kinyan was done before Shabbos. So that's what the chuppah and the yichud should be done before Shabbos. And then Shabbos itself could be a very special celebration. And usually that's what people care. Usually they're careful with this. Okay, have a good day, everyone.